welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Well, before we do get started, I do want to let you know this program is brought to you by the financial support of our listeners. And I particularly want to call out some recent thank you gifts from Roberta and also from Mark. Thank you so much for your support. We'll send access to the premium site as we do with all donations of $7 or more. And you can support the show at support.greatdetectives.net. Also over at greatdetectives.net, my review of the Ellery Queen book, The Greek Coffin Mystery, is posted. And you can subscribe to those reviews and updates at greatdetectives.net. And through the Kindle store, free for 2 weeks. Well, now it's time for today's episode of Dragnet. This one is Production 8, a.k.a. The Big Missy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to hear is true. Only the names have been changed to protect the innocent.
NBC brings you Dragnet.
You're a detective sergeant. You're assigned to missing persons detail. You've never heard of Fountain Green, Utah. You've never heard of Juanita Lasky. Los Angeles is a big city, 452 square miles, 3,356,969 people. Your job, find her.
Dragnet, the documented drama of an actual crime investigated and solved by the men who unrelentingly stand watch on the security of your home, your family, and your life. For the next 30 minutes, in cooperation with the Los Angeles Police Department, you will travel step by step on the side of the law through an actual case from official police files. From beginning to end, from crime to punishment, Dragnet is the story of your police force in action.
It was Monday, December 12th. It was cold in Los Angeles. We were working the day watch out of missing persons detail. My partner's Ben Romero. The boss is Ed Backstrand, chief of detectives. My name's Friday. I was on my way back from lunch, and it was 12:47 p.m. when I got to room 67A. Missing persons detail.
4G.
Federal Cafe. Good soup today.
What kind?
Corn chowder. It was real good. Place is jammed with Christmas shoppers. I had to wait.
Haven't even started my shopping yet. You?
I got to pick up something for my mother. Prices are high. I'll send a lot of cards.
Wait till you get married, Joe. Ever try to sell a Christmas card to a kid? They got to have something with wheels on it.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Missing persons, Friday.
Fountain Green, Utah, calling the Los Angeles Police Department. Bureau of Missing Persons. My party will speak with anyone in charge.
This is Missing Persons, Sergeant Friday.
Just a moment, please. Mrs. Lasky, ready with your call to Los Angeles.
Hello?
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 Here's your party. Go ahead, please.
Operator?
Yes, madam.
Could you please give me the charges for this call? I'm using my neighbor's phone.
All right, madam. Please signal when your call is completed.
Oh, yes, yes. I'll do that.
Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Hello? Are you missing persons?
Yes, ma'am. Sergeant Friday.
This is Mrs. Hannah Lasky. I'm calling you from Fountain Green, Utah.
Yes, ma'am.
This is in regard to my daughter, Juanita Lasky. I haven't heard from her in well over a month, and I'm terribly worried.
Where was she staying in Los Angeles, Ms. Lasky?
At the Chelsea Hotel for Women. I have the address. 941 South Melrose Street. I can't understand it. Ever since Juanita's been away from home, she's written twice a week regularly.
When's the last time you heard from her?
The last letter I have is postmarked November 2nd. You know how it is, Sergeant. We're have no relatives in Los Angeles, and she's trying to find work down there, living all alone. I just don't know what to do.
All right, Ms. Lasky, I'll take her description over the phone and make out a preliminary report. You'll have to send us a photograph of your daughter and a letter to the effect that you want us to trace her.
I'll get the letter and the snapshot off today.
Now, what's your daughter look like? What's her full name?
Juanita Marie Lasky.
L-A-S-K-E-Y.
No E.
All right. Her age, weight, and height?
She was 26 last July 10th, 128 pounds, and about my height.
Well, how tall are you, Ms. Lasky?
Oh, yes. 5 feet 7 inches. She has auburn hair. It's quite long, and her eyes are green.
Okay, I got it. Any outstanding scars, birthmarks, anything that might help us identify her?
What's that?
I say any outstanding scars, birthmarks, anything that might help us identify her.
No. Juanita's a pretty girl. Nice disposition. Oh, that's about all, Sergeant.
Where can we contact you, Ms. Lasky?
122 Brigham Young Street, Fountain Green, Utah. When you find Juanita, I wish you'd have her call me right away. I'll pay for the call.
We'll do that, Ms. Lasky. What's your number up there?
This is a neighbor's phone, but they'll call me. It's Fountain Green 14R2.
Yeah.
You will try to find her as fast as you can.
We'll go to work on it.
Well, Juanita always comes home for the Christmas holidays. Do you think she's all right?
I wouldn't worry about it, Ms. Lasky. We'll call you just as soon as we get any kind of a lead on her.
Oh, thank you so much, Sergeant. And if there's any charge, I'll be glad to pay it.
No charge. If your daughter's in Los Angeles, I think we can find her.
Oh, if there's anything wrong, you'll let me know right away?
Yes, ma'am.
You're very kind. Goodbye.
Bye. What you got, Joe? Some girl owes her mother a letter. Come on, Ben. Just a routine call. We made the usual check, the morgue, all the hospitals, the county jail. And then we went through the repeater file. We found a Juanita Lasky in the files, but the age and description didn't match. We put that lead in the discard. After the usual paperwork, the next step was to check her last known residence, the Chelsea Hotel for Women.
Here it is, Joe. Chelsea Hotel.
Yeah. 55 rooms, all outside. You're home away from home. Now let's go in.
Chelsea Hotel. Thank you.
Here's a bell.
Yes, sir. May I help you?
We're looking for a Miss Juanita Lasky.
I'll ring her room. Whom shall I say is calling?
Is she in?
I believe so. I just saw her about an hour ago.
Okay, would you ring her room, please?
Yes, sir. And whom shall I say is calling?
My name's Friday.
All right, Mr. Friday. Just a moment. Do you wish to speak with her on the phone, or shall I have her come down?
Ask her to come down if she doesn't mind.
She doesn't seem to answer. That's funny. I'll ring again. No, sir, she doesn't seem to be in. Would you like to leave a message?
Didn't you say you saw her about an hour ago?
Yes, I did. She must have gone out again.
I wonder if we could check her room.
Oh, no. Gentlemen are not allowed above the main lobby.
I'm sorry, ma'am. We're from the police department. Missing persons. I'm Sergeant Friday. This is Sergeant Romero.
Oh. You men are from missing persons, did you say?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'm sure Juanita's just stepped out for a moment, if you'd care to wait here in the lobby.
We haven't got much time, ma'am. We'd appreciate it if you'd show us her room.
Certainly. I'll get the pass key. That's 215. The elevator's right this way.
Thank you.
What seems to be the trouble? Some friend of Juanita's missing?
No, ma'am. Juanita.
Juanita? I don't understand.
Her mother's a little worried about her.
Down this way. Here we are. No wonder she didn't hear the phone. She's in the shower.
Yes, ma'am. Would you rap on the bathroom door and tell her we'd like to talk to her as soon as she's through?
We'll wait out here in the hall.
Certainly. Juanita? Juanita, there are two gentlemen here to see you. Juanita? Juanita? I'm coming in. It's Miss Waters. Sergeant?
Yeah?
There's no one in the shower.
Well, it's running, isn't it?
Yes, and I see a robe and towel all laid out.
We better take a look around.
Turn off the shower, will you?
Yeah.
She must have left in a hurry.
Say, here's a fresh change of clothing on the bed.
Where's the closet, ma'am? This door?
Yes, that's right.
Closet full of clothes.
There's a couple of pieces of luggage in there.
This isn't like Juanita. Funny, isn't it?
You say you saw her about an hour ago.
Yes, I did.
Coming in or going out?
Oh, coming in, I thought.
You have room service here?
Yes, we have a coffee shop downstairs.
Uh-huh. The tray of food here on the table hasn't been touched. Coffee's still warm. Shut that radio off, will you, Ben?
Yeah.
Could she have gotten out of the building without you seeing her?
No, we don't have a rear entrance.
You sure you didn't see her go out the front door just before we got here?
No. No, I did not.
How about her mail? Has she been picking it up lately?
I think so. We can check that down at the desk.
Yeah, here's some letters. Postmark Utah. Return address. Mrs. H. Lasky. Mother.
Now, let me see that other one, Ben. This is one of your telephone message forms?
Let me see. Yes, that's right.
Says long distance call operator 2 Fountain Green, Utah. According to this slip, this call was received at 1:25 today.
May I see that, Sergeant?
Certainly. There you are.
Yes, that's Edna's writing. Mrs. Tollefson took that call. She relieves me for lunch.
Well, do you know whether she returned this call?
Well, if she did, there'll be a record down at the desk.
Uh-huh. Now, you're positive that you saw Juanita Lasky an hour ago?
Yes, I'm sure. Just about an hour ago.
5'7", 128 pounds, green eyes, red hair.
Red hair? Oh, no. Juanita's a blonde.
Her mother told us that Juanita Lasky had red hair. Now, we weren't too surprised. A lot of women change the color of their hair. It would make identification a little more difficult, but not impossible. We checked down at the desk. Juanita Lasky had picked up all her mail, but she had not answered that long-distance phone call to Fountain Green. The next step was to question some of the people in the Chelsea Hotel who knew Juanita. We tried room 217.
Yeah, oh.
Gloria, these men are police officers. They want to ask you some questions.
Oh, yes. Is it all right for them to...
Yes. Yes, of course. This is an exception.
Won't you come in?
Thank you.
What's your name, miss?
Gloria Edgerton.
You know Juanita Lasky?
Yes, I know her. She has the room right next door to me.
Have you seen her today?
No, I haven't. I've been out doing my Christmas shopping. Why?
We were trying to locate her, Miss Edgerton.
Wasn't she in her room? I thought I heard her shower going.
Yes, she did, but she wasn't in there. When was the last time you saw her?
Last night at dinner. We always eat dinner together.
Did she say anything that might lead you to believe that she was going anywhere today?
No. She said she might do some Christmas shopping today, so I suggested she go with me, and she agreed. She said she let me know this morning.
Did she?
No, she didn't. I just assumed that maybe she was sleeping in, so I went on alone. Are you sure she hasn't just stepped out?
We don't know.
You're just going down to the corner. It's a little unusual to leave the shower running, the radio on, and let your lunch get cold.
Did she do that?
How long has Juanita had blonde hair?
Well, ever since I've known her, about 6 months. We moved in here together. We work at the same place.
Where's that, Miss Edgerton?
At the Cadgett Building. We're elevator operators.
I see. Who's your immediate superior down there?
Darlene Kemp. She's cheap starter.
Mm-hmm. You got that, Ben?
Mm-hmm.
She have many dates?
No, not too many. Juanita likes to go steady.
Who was her steady boyfriend?
Paul Matthews. He works in the Cadgett Building, too. He's in the dental lab for Dr. Welty, 6th floor.
Well, is there anything else that you'd like to add that might help us find her?
Well, are you sure she's lost?
The Flagett Building is in the heart of downtown Los Angeles. It's a business and professional building. The cornerstone says erected 1924, and it stands 12 stories high. The main entrance is on Hill Street.
Going up. Just hold on to the car, please. All right, Harry. Going up. Get back in the car, please.
Are you Darlene Kemp?
Yes. Just a moment, please. Going up. All right, Dora. Can I help you?
I'm Sergeant Friday, Police Department. This is Sergeant Romero.
Yes, sir.
Juanita Lasky work for you?
Yes, she does. She's one of my operators.
When's the last time you saw her?
Anything wrong?
No, we're just trying to locate her.
Well, you just missed her by 45 minutes. All right, Sylvia. She was in to pick up a check.
Do you know where she cashes her check?
Most of the girls cash them down at the bank on the corner. There's only one around here over on 8th.
You say about 45 minutes ago?
Yes, that's right.
Thanks very much, Miss Kemp. Come on, Ben.
Going up. All right, Marion.
Yeah, the bank's not far from here.
It is kind of funny, isn't it?
What's that?
Her room, the shower, the radio, that lunch.
Sure pulled out in a hurry. What do you think?
I don't know what to figure. It's a new one on me.
She's alive. We know that.
She was 45 minutes ago, anyway.
Christmas is here. Santa Claus in his chimney.
Yeah.
No.
I beg your pardon, sir.
That's all right. Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
Here we are, Joe.
Guess we better check with the manager, huh? You the manager?
I'm the assistant manager. Can I help you?
Police department.
Yes, sir. I'd
like to find out if a check has been cashed here within the hour.
Yes, sir. And what's the party's name?
Lasky, Juanita, payroll check, Claggett Building.
Yes, sir. I know Miss Lasky. If you'll step behind the counter, I'll get the check.
Thank you.
If you'll just wait right here.
Okay, thanks.
Wonder why she stopped writing to her mother.
That's a good question. When we find her, we'll ask her.
Wonder if anything was wrong where she worked.
No, it didn't seem to be. We'll check back there when we finish here.
Yeah. That boyfriend, Paul Matthews, too.
Yeah. Oh, here's our man.
Yes, sir. Here's the canceled check. I okayed it.
You sure it's the same girl?
Blonde girl, elevator operator in the Claggett Building.
Was she alone?
Oh, I think so.
Did she appear normal?
No, she didn't seem to be as friendly as she usually is.
Now, does she have an account here?
She did have a small savings account here, but she closed it out about a month ago.
I see.
Well, here's our card. If you should happen to see her again, give us a call.
I'll do that.
Thank you very much.
Entirely welcome. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We went back to the Claggett Building. Ben called the Chelsea Hotel from the phone booth in the lobby of the building. Miss Waters, the manager, was keeping a sharp lookout, but Juanita Lasky had not been heard from. Paul Matthews worked in a dental lab for a Dr. Welty. His office was number 637.
Yes, gentlemen, may I help you?
We'd like to see Paul Matthews.
I'm Paul Matthews.
We're from Missing Persons Police Department. Sergeant Friday, I'm Sergeant Merrill.
Yes, sir.
Do you know Juanita Lasky?
Yes, sir.
When's the last time you saw her?
Saturday night, we went to a show. Is there something wrong?
We're trying to locate her. Do you see a lot of each other?
Yes, we do. I don't understand.
Miss Lasky disappeared from the hotel a couple hours ago. Thought maybe you might know where she is.
No, I don't. Today's her day off. Maybe she's out shopping. Has Juanita done anything wrong?
No, it's just that her mother hasn't heard from her for quite some time.
I can explain that. Juanita's an elevator operator here in the building. That's how I met her. They don't make much money, you know.
Yeah.
She was having a hard time making ends meet. She sends money home to her mother every month or so, and besides that, she's got to pay rent and buy clothes and eat. It's pretty rough.
She seemed despondent over all this?
No, I wouldn't say that, but she was kind of unhappy about not getting a raise.
Do you have any outside job?
No, sir, she didn't.
What kind of a girl is she?
What do you mean?
Cheerful, good-natured.
Oh, sure, fine girl. We get along swell. I still don't get it.
Well, maybe there's nothing to it. Just a routine check.
I hope she's all right. When did all this come up?
A couple of hours ago. We might have to check back with you.
If I can help.
Okay. Thanks for the information.
Here's our card. If you hear from her, well, give us a ring.
You don't suppose anything's happened to her?
That's what we're trying to find out. Goodbye, Mr. Matthews.
When we got back to Central Division, we had a full description of Juanita Lasky teletyped to all outlying stations in the metropolitan area of Los Angeles. We also put out an APB. We double-checked the repeater file and the wanderer file. We made out a full report on our findings to date. During the next 8 days, we located a missing husband for a wife in Memphis, Tennessee. We picked up a runaway boy missing from his home in Reno, Nevada, and a 79-year-old veteran of the Spanish-American War who left his home in Bakersfield, California because he didn't like his daughter-in-law's cooking. But Juanita Lasky was still a mystery. For 8 days, we checked and rechecked all her known friends and habits. We went back over the course a dozen times, but no trace. It was almost as if she had ceased to exist that day in the Chelsea Hotel. The letter and photograph from her mother had arrived, and we circulated it to cities all over the country. Her mother wrote that during the war, Juanita was a whack corporal. We put a tracer through to the War Department. That way, we'd have another photo and a full set of fingerprints.
Well, where do you want to start today?
I'll get it. Missing persons, Friday.
Joe, this is Spencer over in the morgue.
Yeah, Archie.
You still looking for that girl? What's her name? Ramona Lasky?
Juanita, yeah.
Just had one brought in. Looks like your girl to me.
The city morgue is located in the basement of the Hall of Justice on West Temple Street, across the street from the city hall. A lot of missing persons cases end right here. Archie Spencer met us at the door.
Hi, Joe. How's the wife been?
Oh, fine, Archie.
Over here, Joe. Cooler 23. Give me a hand, huh?
You bet.
That's her, isn't it?
When's she going to be posted?
As soon as your fingerprint man gets here.
Yeah.
That's Ramona Lasky, isn't it?
Juanita.
Juanita, I mean.
No. No, that's not her, Archie.
You sure?
Yeah.
Oh, I was almost positive. Sure looks like this picture in your bulletin.
Yeah, she looks a lot like the picture, but it's not Juanita Lasky.
5'7", green eyes, blonde hair, about 130. How close can you get? And look at the face. You sure that's not her?
Yeah, I'm sure. Look at her hair, the roots.
Yeah.
They're blonde all the way down. They ought to be dark. Our girl's a bleached blonde.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Look at her right hand, index and middle fingers. Heavy nicotine stains. Our girl didn't smoke, Archie.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Well, guess I was wrong. That's not Ramona.
Juanita. Come on, Ben. That afternoon, we got another phone call from Fountain Green, Utah. Juanita Lasky's mother. We told her we hadn't found any trace of her daughter. It was a hard job. We had answered calls like this before, but maybe it was just the season of the year. Somehow, we felt that we had to find Juanita Lasky by Christmas. We covered every angle we could think of. We kept close watch on all incoming reports. We stayed in close contact with her friends and Miss Waters at the Chelsea Hotel. Regardless of the name on the incoming reports, we checked every set of fingerprints against those we had received on Juanita Lasky from the War Department. Still, no trace. December 23rd, we checked in for work at 8:30 a.m. Chief Ed Backstrand wanted to see us.
Got a little something on the Lasky girl. Might help you.
What is it, Kevin?
Man by the name of Willard Harris. Owns a bar out in Pomona. Phoned in this morning.
Yeah?
Found a woman's handbag left in the bar. Driver's license made out to Juanita Lasky.
Why'd you think to call her?
He's got a television set in his bar. Saw the Lasky girl's picture on Sergeant Rosenquist's broadcast last night.
How about the girl?
Says he can't place her. You better hop out and pick up that purse.
Willard Harris owned the Mission Trail Bar. Was in the bus terminal in the heart of Pomona. The Christmas traffic was heavy all the way out Garvey Boulevard. It was 10:45 when we pulled up in front of the bar. Willard Harris was inside taking a liquor inventory when we walked in.
How do you do? You, Mr. Harris?
Yes, that's right. You fellas with General Liquors?
Los Angeles Police Department. My name's Friday. This is Sergeant Romero.
Oh, say. Glad to know you boys. Yeah, I called Los Angeles this morning.
We came right out.
Say, how about a little eye-opener? Got some fine Irish whiskey.
No, thanks, Mr. Harris.
How about your partner there?
No, thank you.
All right, boys. Guess you want that purse, huh?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Here you are. Just as I found it. I opened it up to get the owner's name, but that's all. Didn't touch a thing.
Okay. Thanks, Mr. Harris. You said that you didn't remember seeing the woman who left this.
No, I don't. Herb works with me here. He might have seen her, but he didn't. I asked him the night we found it.
How long ago did you find this purse?
Oh, better part of 2 weeks. No, a little closer to a week. Yeah, about 8 days ago. I usually hold something like this for 30 days. That's the law, you know.
Yeah.
But I saw that fella on the television on that missing persons program. That's how come I called you boys.
Well, thanks very much, Mr. Harris.
Not at all, boys. It's cold out this morning. Sure you don't want a little nip?
No, thanks, Mr. Harris. Goodbye. We checked the personnel at the bus terminal, but none of them seemed to recognize Juanita Lasky's photograph. We checked the contents of her purse, but we found nothing unusual. 4 $1 bills and some change and the normal things women carry. Since it was money in the bag, we felt sure that Juanita Lasky had lost the purse herself. That meant that she was alive 8 days ago, 2 days after she walked out of the Chelsea Hotel. It's the only print carried on a California driver's license. It matched the same print on the War Department record. It didn't prove anything except that all the evidence tied in and belonged to the girl we were looking for, Juanita Lasky. The next morning, December 24th, we checked in for work at 8:30. Morning, Ben.
All right, Joe, here's the daily reports. You want to check them?
There's a mess of them. Let's get at them. You look through any of them yet?
No, not yet. I figured it'd wait for you.
All right, I'll take half, huh?
Got any shopping done?
No, you?
Some. Lunch hour, mostly.
Mm-hmm. Found some nice cards.
Be sure to send me one.
Yeah, I'll hand it to you in the morning.
Let's trade shaving lotions like we did last year.
If I get any.
You can get some. My kid's got a bottle all picked out for you. It's called South Pole for that cool feel.
Yeah.
Well, he's only a kid.
You feeling winning?
Better than he gets older. Oh, so he'll do it.
Tell the tap, Friday. On the Lasky case.
Thanks, Holmes. Oh, Ben, listen to this.
Yeah?
Bureau of Criminal Investigation, Sacramento. Here's a kickback on our APB.
Yeah, what you say?
Reading your APB, number 43 on 12-1248. Our records disclose that Juanita Lasky applied for a position of civilian clerk at Marchfield, California, U.S. Army Air Base, using alias Gene Davis.
How about the fingerprint classification?
Yeah, let me find it. Yeah, FPC. Key 19, primary 32 over 32, inner over outer, final 15 over 17.
Friends, check out. That's our girl, Joe.
The Sacramento report stated that Gene Davis had applied for government work at Marchfield, California. Well, a couple of things dropped into place. Her purse had been found in Pomona. That's right on the main highway from Los Angeles to Riverside. And the application for a job at the Army Air Base a few miles beyond Riverside. We put through a long-distance phone call, and they told us that Gene Davis was employed there as a civilian clerk but failed to show up for work that morning.
Just seems like we run fresh out of luck every trip, doesn't it?
Yeah, we get so close, and then she's gone again.
What you think she's on the go for?
If I could figure that, I could find her. I'll get it. Missing persons, Friday. Yeah? We'll be right over. We didn't find her, but she's been found. Juanita Lasky just walked into the Chelsea Hotel. We went over to the Chelsea Hotel. Technically, our job was completed now. Juanita Lasky had been found. We went over to make out a routine report. The streets were pretty jammed with last-minute Christmas shoppers, so we walked the last block to the hotel.
What's your guess, Joe?
Let's ask her. Come on, let's go in.
That looks like her over by the desk there.
Yeah, pretty well memorized that face.
Sergeant, this is Juanita Lasky. Sergeant Friday and Sergeant Romero, Juanita.
How do you do, Miss Lasky?
How do you do? I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry. Miss Waters told me.
Do you mind telling us? Where have you been?
Sergeant, I don't know. These last 12 days have been a complete loss to me. Miss Waters told me what happened. I went over to see my doctor. He said I had temporary amnesia. I have to have treatment.
I see. What's your doctor's name, Miss Lasky?
Dr. Rudner over on Crenshaw.
Well, we're glad you're okay. Kind of had us going there for a while.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can I use your phone, Miss Waters?
Oh, certainly. Help yourself.
Thank you.
Long distance?
I'd like to place a person-to-person call to Mrs. Hannah Lasky, Fountain Green, Utah. That number is 14R2.
Fountain Green, Utah, 14R2.
That's right.
Your name and number, please.
Joe Friday, and this is Hempstead, 8594.
Thank you. Rate operator. Fountain Green, Utah, route and night person rate from Los Angeles.
TC Mount Pleasant, Salt Lake, night person 140. Beep, beep.
Through Salt Lake.
Salt Lake.
Mount Pleasant.
Beep. Mount Pleasant.
Fountain Green.
Beep. Fountain Green.
Fountain Green, 14R2. Mrs. Hannah Lasky, Los Angeles, California, calling.
Thank you. Ringing operator.
Hello.
Mrs. Hannah Lasky, please. Los Angeles, California, calling.
Oh, yes. Hang on, I'll get her.
Waiting on your party, sir.
Thanks.
Getting through all right, Joe?
Yeah.
Lucky. Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Hello?
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 Hello, Ms. Lasky.
Yes?
Just a minute, Ms. Lasky. Juanita.
Yes?
You're wanted on the phone.
Oh, who is it?
Just say hello. She'll take it from there. Let's go, Ben.
Hello? Yes? Hello, Mother.
Come on, Ben.
Yes, I'm all right. Mother, it's so good to hear your voice.
See you tomorrow, Joe. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. It is, isn't it?
The story you have just heard is true. Only the names were changed to protect the innocent.
Upon further examination by competent medical authorities, Juanita Lasky was found to be suffering from periodic spells of amnesia. She was given treatment, and a complete cure was effected. You have just heard the eighth in a new series of authentic cases from official files. Technical advice for Dragnet is furnished by the Los Angeles Police Department.
Tonight's program is dedicated to Corporal Grady A. Beecham of the 9th Precinct Metropolitan Police Force, Washington, D.C., who, on the night of December 2nd, 1948, gave his life so that yours might be more secure.
Dragnet came to you from Los Angeles. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Welcome back. This episode, I didn't mention it at the start, this episode aired July 28th of 1949. So we have a case of Dragnet's Christmas in July. While Dragnet did have a couple of true Christmas episodes in the 22 Rifle for Christmas and the Big Little Jesus, it also did have some programs set at the holiday season that were either depressing or, as this one, had a pretty happy ending. In one way, I think it also, the Christmas in July thing could also have been for the sake of people, the network, who might have thought of Dragnet at this point, you know, after these first 7 weeks, as kind of just one type of program dealing with true stories of robberies and murders and the seamy side of life. And certainly you could say that's the bulk of what Dragnet did. But here already, Dragnet is showing the listening public and also, perhaps more importantly, the network, some versatility, the ability to portray all sides of the police officer's job. And it was Dragnet's ability to be accurate with its portrayals. Too many programs would have police officers regularly discharging their weapons, regularly encountering grisly murders. Predictable that it would happen every episode, but Dragnet showed realism, not just through showing the dark and seamy side of life, but also those cases that worked out well, those cases where it was resolved and occasionally later on even a bit of humor thrown in. And I will say that that is something, just kind of as an aside, that I often have with many writers' programs. They'll claim that their programs are realistic because they're dark, but dark and realistic aren't the same thing unless you're, you know, just incredibly cynical. If you have someone whose life and experience is all sunshine and roses, that is not realistic. But you have to honor those parts of life where things actually turn out okay. And it all adds to a realistic thing, which means when the body is found, when the shots are fired, when someone dies, it actually means something to the audience. All right, well, now we have some listener comments and feedback, and we start with Joan, who asked, where are you getting the AKA titles? I downloaded your original Dragnet podcast, and most of the shows were called The Big Something. But with this new way, you're presenting them as production such and such, and AKA title, you are throwing me off. Are you following the same shows and in the same order as you did in the old-time Dragnet show with Adam Graham podcast? This is the one I re-downloaded with most of the shows titled The Big Something, like The Big Canary that was aired December 6, 1951, and the last show being The Big Close. And are there earlier shows not showing in iTunes? The answer is yes. The biggest feed of old-time Dragnet programs I have in the iTunes store goes back to a program that I originally podcast in September of 2007. And that was entitled The Big Grifter, which was a few months after the Dragnet went to using the big in titles. It certainly did not begin that way. The first 13 episodes were really just titled Production 1 and 2 and so on, with titles really being things that were come up by the fans, and most of them fit pretty well. And this one, The Big Missing, is particularly apt. This one has perhaps more of a basis in reality, since that's also the name of the television show that was adapted from this. Many of these early scripts were just never even adapted to television. But for the first 13 episodes, Dragnet, it was just Production 1, Production 2, all the way up to Production 13. And then there were script titles throughout the rest of 1949, but not always The Big. But this was a naming idea that was popular with Webb. He used The Big in four titles in 1949. And starting in January of 1950, The Big Escape, all but two of the programs, the scripts were always titled The Big. A tradition which continued until the second season of Dragnet's revival in the 1960s. So that's the reason for the differences with the titles. But in a few months, we'll be to The Big This and The Big That every single week. And we have some other listener comments from Facebook. Kate says, dum-dee-dum, listening while I get ready for work. And Rebecca said, I heard an Australian version of Dragnet on another podcast. It proved to me that only Jack Webb can play Friday. Well, thanks, Rebecca. I would be curious to hear an Australian version of Dragnet. I don't know if I would play it, except perhaps as a special. But it'd be interesting to hear. I do know that Dragnet comic strips did make it to Australia. I actually have a comic book containing three Dragnet comic stories that I've been meaning to get scanned so that people could read them, and I haven't quite gotten around to it. But that's one of those things I hope to do in the next few weeks. And we also received a note from Don, who says, I took an adult ed class at UC Santa Clara eons ago that was entitled Radio Drama Theater for the Ear, and it was taught by David Osman of the Fire Sign Theater. We had quite a few old scripts that we read in class, learned about sound effects, and finally did an on-air Halloween show that we wrote on one of the FM stations in Santa Barbara. I used to listen to Radio Drama when I was growing up in the Los Angeles area. KNX AM had shows on Sunday night, and I did my best to not miss any of them. Thanks for what you're doing for us. Well, thanks so much, Don. And I have to tip my hat to KNX. I've lost count of the number of times that listeners have emailed me and said that they first got hooked on Radio Drama by KNX. This is broadcast late at night. By far, that's the number one source that I hear about. And it's amazing, particularly, you know, you're dealing with something late at night, that this would become something that people enjoyed, that it was a habit and something they'd seek out years later. It shows the power of Radio Drama when it's only given exposure to people so that they can truly enjoy it. All right, well, that will do it for now. Join us tomorrow for Video Theater. We'll be bringing you He Walked By Night, the movie where Jack Webb met Marty Wynn, and which in many ways served as an inspiration for Dragnet. Be sure and watch tomorrow. And we'll be back with another radio episode on Monday with The Saint. And we'll be introducing Vincent Price in the role. In the meantime, send your comments to Box 13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook. Facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.